Now to your emails, many of them about our coverage of the financial crisis. Yesterday, in conjunction with other NPR programs, we explored how the economy is affecting the lives of Americans of different circumstances. Our story was about the Johnsons in upscale Winnetka, Illinois.
We're not in any panic mood. I mean, we're not getting foreclosed on. We're still not going to change our lifestyles, and I think we're just going to move on.
I think we're changing it somewhat, though. I think that we don't go out for dinner maybe as much as we used to.
That's because we have kids.
Yeah, that's true.
This did not sit well with Victor Simo from Pahoa, Hawaii, who writes, "For the love of God, did this well-to-do couple have to sound so gleeful? My cousin and one of my roommates were laid off yesterday, and today I drove them to the unemployment office." I also spoke with Nevada Treasurer Kate Marshall to assess how her state is faring.
I don't so much worry about the government's budget or whether we're going to be able to make ends meet, because kind of the way I approach things is you do what you need to do. It's not a question of whether you can. The fact is you will.
Her determination and concern for her employees brought this from Hunter Curran of Saratoga Springs, New York. "I know almost nothing about Kate Marshall, but it was so refreshing to hear her frank, clear, intelligent discussion of Nevada's financial state." Tara Smith of Seattle was happy to have some relief from the bad news. "I've been stressed all week," she writes, "and then you do a story on the Potato Man." That's Bill Campbell of Palmer, Alaska, who held a potato pageant last night. We also aired a song from singer-songwriter Cheryl Wheeler called Potato. It's to the tune of the Mexican hat dance. It goes sort of like this. Potato, 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 potito, potito, pay. Well, Glenn Garcia of San Antonio tells us that is one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life. And he wasn't even talking about my version. Let us know what's bugging you. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.